From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 Digital exclusive.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to another Coin6 weather podcast. We've got exciting times here because it is berry season, and I love going out to the farms and picking them fresh from the trees and the vines. This morning, we've got our weekend meteorologist, Joseph Dames, with us talking about berries and everything we can expect as we head towards summer.
This is very exciting. In fact, just the other day, I went to the farmer's market. I got some cherries. I got some blueberries. I'm kind of scuffing the ground right now that I didn't bring any with me, organic ones, but we are like right here.
Yeah.
In berry season.
It seems like I was at the farmer's market too, and it's just inundated with berries now. It seems like almost every other stand is a lovely berry farmer selling tons of blueberries. There's blackberries out there now. Raspberries are also in season, and I think those are my favorite.
Oh, raspberry fan for sure.
Yeah, I think strawberries are now the tail end. We're going into the middle of July now, so I think the season's for strawberries is coming to an end. But berries are in full swing right now. We typically get to pick them in this region until the middle, end of July. And then we move into cherries continue. And then we get into peaches, apricots, pears. And then it's apple season and it's fall.
Trees. Yeah, so. We're right there. Boom, fall. And then big swing in the weather too, yeah.
Right. So these warm temperatures and our climate here in the Northwest are actually fairly perfect for berries, and we've got really good soils, and again, our climate is just fairly perfect for berries.
What a luxury, I mean, just being right here. But so as far as I'm aware, you know, we're not hitting freezing a lot in the winter is kind of helpful for that, and then we're not getting too warm in the summer. Is that how it kind of works out for the berry season?
Yeah, so there is a lot of weather that plays a part into good growing seasons. Right. I know farmers are really watching this closely. As we exit springtime, they're kind of tracking the soil temperatures and how warm we get during the day. There are some things that farmers will put in place in their orchards to make their berries or their fruits grow better. But I know soil temperature and temperature play a huge part. Also, rain is a big part of it too. If we see warmer systems that come in and bring a lot of rain to the region, that can actually affect cherries specifically. So when it does rain, cherries like to absorb water. And if they absorb too much, their skins can split. And I don't know if you've ever seen at a store or market, cherries with the kind of scar on the skins.
Yeah,
so they become less valuable for selling in that sense, even though they're still delicious for, you know, making jams and making pies.
It's still useful.
Still useful.
Not going to throw them out.
Exactly, but they do become less valuable. So farmers do really watch for these larger systems in the summertime, thunderstorms that may come through, and that's what we typically get too. We sometimes see summertime thunderstorms. So farmers are watching out for heavy rains. Strawberries can also pick up a lot of moisture and it can dilute flavor. So rain is a big issue here. As you're looking at growing seasons for many berries and also peaches too. Temperatures also play a big part in growing. I believe we had cooler temperatures as we started July.
Yeah.
So some of these berries.
Cool.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm aware, the warmer the temperature, like you want it to get a bit warm, so they get sweeter.
Exactly. So the temperatures cause berries and fruits to grow faster. So the higher the temperature, I think there is some sort of
sweet spot.
Yeah, sweet spot there. You want it to be warm enough to grow. And our Core Harlan was actually out towards the Indigo Acres Blueberry Farm near Battleground and has some words on this.
Well, it is that time of year, finally. A real cool start to summer. It's been real cool this June, and that has sort of delayed a little bit of the blueberry season. But I am told by the people that know, this is Christy Ralphs here at Indigo Acres Blueberry Farm up here in Battleground, that the time is at hand for blueberries, right?
It is. It is time. We are ready to go. We had our opening day on Saturday, and everything's looking really good.
Picked 500 pounds of blueberries. People picked. You picked.
We did. We had lots of people out here, people bright and early, ready to pick, and had a good time.
Now, some of these are still need some ripening. Some of them are ripe, and people just pick around the ones that still need a little sun, right?
Correct. Yeah, you don't ever have the entire bush all ripe at once because it's going to be ripening throughout the season, and that means that people are going to be able to pick all year long. And what you're looking for is these nice big ones that are nice and dark and blue. That's going to be nice and sweet and ready to go.
I didn't know this when I first started this, but there are how many different varieties of blueberries, and how many different varieties do you have here?
Well, gosh, there's quite a few different varieties, which I didn't know either until I got into this. We've got about 11 or 12 different varieties here on the farm. And there's all different kinds. There's high bush, which is kind of some of
my favorites, high bush, no leaning.
Where they're up here, right, or the trellis kind, which are going to be a lot lower. But they're, you know, and they produce different sweetness, different sizes. Some of the smaller berries will be really, really sweet. And some of the larger berries are have a little more tang to them. So it's kind of just depends on what you like.
I do know that if you put enough sugar in with any sort of berry, they are all sort of
that's
sweet.
True.
And this we're at the time of the year early on in the blueberry season where you kind of got to pick your berries here a little bit.
Right.
There's tons of berries on these vines, but not quite all of them are ready to pick. So you just pick around the green ones, right?
Right, yeah, you do. What you want to look for, you know, when you're seeing this kind of reddish purple color, mm-hmm. That's not going to be ripe yet. What you want is this deep, deep blue, kind of a denim color, indigo. That's what you're looking for right there. That's going to be really sweet. And when you pull on it, and if it just kind of comes right off, mm-hmm. That's what you're looking for.
But look at all of these vines out here. And they are actually wilting over with the weight of all of these blueberries here. Not just here at Indigo Acres out here in Battleground, but there's just tons of blueberry farms throughout the Portland area, again, that have had a sort of a little bit of a late start. I think that's probably fair to say, right?
Right. Yeah, we had some weird weather to start off. You know, it was a cool spring, and then we got up into those 90s, almost 100-degree heat for a couple days, and then it jumped back down to the 50s, so they kind of didn't know what to do for a while, but they've got their role now, so.
They're confused. I'm confused, too. I still see some clouds in the sky, and I see some raindrops in our seven-day forecast, so, you know, whatever. The blueberries will be here eventually. The sun will be here. I always tell people summer starts in Portland about the 4th of July.
Right.
And ends about Labor Day. It's kind of not really true, but it is kind of real true.
Yeah, so Cor had a great time out at the blueberry farm. I'm so jealous.
Sounds
when he
like
gets
it.
To go out, you know,
yeah.
in the field himself and do some picking. So it was funny how he was mentioning he likes to pick blueberries because you don't have to bend over.
Oh. So it becomes a real thing.
It
when
does.
You're like,
hurt the lower back.
Yeah.
It becomes a bit of a pain. You know, strawberries, you've got to really pick from the ground.
Yeah.
But really fun out there. And right now, blackberries, blueberries are in full swing. So there are tons of farms in Portland that you can go to and pick berries. And I think cost is about $2, $2.50 per pound, which is a pretty good deal.
Yeah, no, I'd say so. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's usually the berries you get from those farmer markets are just so good. Or if you're going to pick
yeah.
them out, I mean, they seem like they're sweeter.
I know.
They're like better quality of some sort. And
just leagues better from like a Safeway.
Yeah. And it's like perfect for like a salad or something right now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it's also really cool to see where your food comes from.
Yeah.
Freshly grown in here. And again, there are so many farms around Portland. You said you've been out to the Savvy Island Farms.
Yeah, Savvy Island Farms. They have a lot of berry picking going on there. And then in the fall, of course, they got, you know, pumpkins and all the stuff there. But yeah, you could go out there. I think we go about once a year and just get like a whole crate.
Yeah.
Come back with blueberries and everything like that. So it's just a blast.
Yeah, this area is just fantastic. I was out in eastern Washington where it's similar climate
mm-hmm, yeah.
To parts of the valley. So there was tons of fruit picking there. Did a bunch of stories out with all the farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry season was fantastic. Strawberries, I think, are my favorite to pick because
yeah.
they're just so juicy. And there are so many varieties
mm-hmm.
of berries,
you don't
too.
Realize it.
You don't,
out there,
yeah.
like, oh, this and this and that. And
some
yeah.
are better for jam. Some are better for pies,
yeah.
some are better for baking.
Exactly, yeah.
So there's a lot that we have to offer here, and our climate plays a massive part. So thanks for tuning into this weather podcast. We release one every 2 weeks here on Coin6 News. You can tune into them on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play. For now, we will see you guys next time.
The Coin6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin6 Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.